This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Fred Penny, and Chris Rodriguez. Our three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, producer Cal Hunter.
Never a winner.
Thank you for being there. We will win an Emmy for you. All of us in Radio Law Talk will win an Emmy someday. Mark my word. Did you hear that, everybody out there? Just, will you put a little asterisk next to it? Someday, Cal, you'll be standing there holding an Emmy as the producer of Radio Law Talk.
Well, I'm recording the show so we can put it on the Armed Forces Radio Network. So now everyone in the military who listens will know that as well.
That's exactly
right. So maybe we can get them all to write a letter. Because that's the only way I'm going to get one.
Three times. We're going to go four times as a charm. We're going to get him that Emmy. I don't care what you say.
Thank you.
Everything we talk about today is, don't forget, this all about allegations. Cases are always about allegations until the ruling is done. Don't forget, if you have any general... we're going to talk about general topics of law. If you have any specific issues, go to an attorney. Also, if you want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law. Interviewed on another station. I know I keep bringing this up, but I'm getting texts. By the way, the funny thing is, again, we're in affiliates in Minneapolis. We're in Dallas. We're in all over Nevada, Northern California, Armed Forces Radio Network, et cetera, et cetera. But we are on a competing radio network in Sacramento, California, and the show that I was on is a podcast, and they replay it, and it's going on at the same time that we're doing our live show, and I'm getting texts, "Hey, Fred, I hear you're on the radio." Which one? Yeah, you're talking about the Radio Law Talk. Well, okay, I guess that's the other show. But so anyway, it's kind of funny. We're competing against each other. But we're going to talk further about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. We're going to get right into that. And then we're going to do a case or no case. Because, Cal, we're doing three. Do you have three lined up for us? Okay, we're going to do three case or no case. Because every time someone is not here, other than Rodriguez, because sometimes Rodriguez just doesn't show up. But he's here. By the way, he's a Harvard grad. And did I tell you that we talked about Harvard last week? Did you hear that? You weren't listening, were you?
No, but I am aware.
They're being sued.
Yeah, for their admissions policy.
Right. That's right.
How did you, a Hispanic boy out of Winters, California, get in Harvard? Not that you're, because you're, but I'm just saying.
No idea.
That's who you are.
No idea. But I will say this. The gentleman who is in charge of admissions, that was part of the suit and is a key witness in that lawsuit and had his deposition taken, he was the person who was in charge back then. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but I read the article on it.
Did you interview with people when you went back? What was the process? You had to interview to get into Harvard? And I'm not saying, believe me, Chris, I know, let's put the kidding aside. You're a very bright individual. You come from a hardworking, very hardworking family, your mom and dad, and you come from a very small town, which is a very hardworking town. And I think that is something that's important, I think, for Harvard to look at. Look, here's a kid that's really made it, even though he stole newspaper boxes and put them in the back of the trunk of his car.
That, I did not put that on my application.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No, I kept that off, right, so that was good.
Okay.
But, no, I mean, it's like any other college. You apply, you fill out your application, you write an essay. Back then, there weren't consultants that helped you with every aspect of your application, which people do now. And then I remember interviewing with, like, a former student that lived in the Sacramento area and sat down and had a half-hour interview, and then they submit their thoughts
really?
Or whatever.
And then all of a sudden, accepted. What was it like to get the Harvard acceptance letter? Back then it was kind of a letter, huh? You got a letter in the mail?
Mm-hmm.
What was it like? I mean, did you walk out in your farm boots, you know, just cruising out there, you know, with just hanging out with your bicycle with your friends and pull out and say, huh, Harvard. Huh. All right, let's go play.
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. I remember my dad was made a big deal of it. But
that's great.
Yeah. So.
What was your grade point average?
It was well above 4.0.
Okay, good.
I think I was like number two in my class. Of
what'd you get on the SAT or the the SAT?
I don't know. It was high.
It was high.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was number two in his class of four.
Yes.
In Winters, four of you in the graduating class in Winters, California.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
awesome.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about. Let's continue. We were talking about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's divorce. Now what is going on is Brad Pitt's attorneys are trying to claim that Angelina Jolie is doing this to put pressure on him, and that's why they're not going to the private mediator or judge. She's doing this out in the Superior Court in Los Angeles, so they get the publicity, and therefore she's going to put more pressure on Brad.
Yeah.
That's what they're claiming.
And to be honest, I mean, there's remarks being made about Brad Pitt being a deadbeat dad,
right.
And that would be very, you know, challenging to overcome in his career. And Angelina, throughout the last year and a half, almost 2 years, she's taken some jobs, but she's also not taken jobs and quit and pulled out of projects, claiming that she had to take care of her children and could not make the commitment that would require for her job. So her income is down. So you're looking at when Angelina filed for divorce and left Brad Pitt back in September of 2016, she moved out of the house. This is interesting part.
I love this.
This house was the same house with the same contents that Brad Pitt shared with Jennifer Aniston. I mean, I could just imagine Jennifer Aniston, you know, losing it over the fact that Brad Pitt moved her, Angelina Jolie, and all their children into this house with all their stuff. I mean, you know,
wait a minute,
I'd be territorial about that.
Was Jennifer and Brad living there at the time, or they moved out somewhere else?
No, that was their home.
So they moved.
He bought her out. Let's put it that way.
Okay, let's back.
Brad Pitt bought Jennifer Aniston out of the house, and he kept the house with all the contents.
Okay, so Jennifer was not in the house at the time.
No.
Okay, I thought you said Jennifer was in the house and Angelina was in the house.
Oh, I know.
Brad.
I know where you're going.
No, yeah, but that was bizarre.
That's a look of not the looker right there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's keep it on the straight and narrow.
Notthelooker.com. Okay.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
So they have, you know, five children, and together, and five children are expensive. There's no question about it.
Oh,
so
yeah,
she's
hundreds of millions.
She's trying to get retroactive back support from Brad. He loaned her money. He's not going to get credit for the loan because Angelina is paying him back with interest for that loan that she put down on a new house. But it's really going to come down to these bills that he paid. Can he show that they are, in essence, child support? And can he get credit for the $1.3 million that he has paid over this two-year process? That's what we don't know. And maybe they got out of the private judge because the private judge said maybe we should compromise or try to even mediate this. And Angelina Jolie's like, no way, I'm not agreeing that you can decide this issue. Let's take it to public.
This may be true of a lot of divorces, but with this particular divorce, it seems like all of this litigation is more about them punishing each other and taking public pot shots at each other than it is about actual child support, or am I going to be able to raise my kids with the proper amount of support?
Well, that's what Brad's attorneys are trying to claim. And in fact, according to the Daily Mail, they said Brad Pitt forks over hundreds of thousands each month on therapists for his six children, travel expenses, round-the-clock bodyguards, according sources told Page Six. So the divorce, there's some serious money here that those kids have to...
And under California law, the money for the therapist, to the extent that he has paid more than his half share, the law in California is you have to pay half of it, absent an order otherwise, each parent pays half, he may get credit for the half he paid on behalf of Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, Angelina said the reason she's doing this is because she just wants closure of this thing and to get rid of it. And Brad Pitt obviously is saying, no, you're just trying to smear us in the public. We'll be right back, and we're going to do a case or no case. I'm Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk.
Stay right there because there's much more Radio Law Talk coming right up, right here. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW. Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Quack, car wash. Peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, we're going to talk about Harvey Weinstein, Weinstein, however you want to call it, Weinstein, the latest. It's actually some very interesting legal moves that his lawyer is making, trying to dismiss the cases. I think it's got some good, credible arguments, but we'll discuss that. We're also going to talk about the Manafort trial. But let's do the most important thing right now and help Chris, myself, and Denise catch up and get more points against Todd Kuenin, who's not here, who, by the way, you're asking, where's Todd Kuenin? He's texting in during the break. He is on set. He is filming, I believe it's a commercial or a film he's on, and he's on set right now. So, but he is tweeting to us, and he listens in between the set with the other actors, Radio Law Talk's on. So roll Radio Law Talk, case or no case, points to gain.
Now it's time to play Case
Todd.
Or No Case.
Yeah!
By the way, players, normal points, no wagering. Okay, now.
Right. No wagering. We know that.
No wagering. This isn't Nevada, after all.
Right.
And now, a case of discrimination in the workplace. An insurance agent, female, at Hawthorne Insurance Agency in Hawthorne, California, complained about and eventually filed a lawsuit about her being excluded in the office by all of the men. She said they always gave each other high fives, they gave each other man hugs, otherwise interacted in an affectionate way, and they excluded her. Now she said, I don't want to be high-fived and hugged all the time. I just feel left out by all of this. The response to the lawsuit by the plaintiffs was interesting. The five men and their supervisor said, we are the ones who are being excluded. You see, Miss Catherine Oberholzer made a habit of wearing short skirts and other sexually suggestive clothing, they say. And the men in the case said she did so to curry favor, to catch the eye of the boss. Therefore, we're the ones who are left out, not her. We just have our own little group. We're just getting along in the office like we normally do. And so I say to you, and I will start with you, Mr. Penny, case or no case?
And what's the outcome?
Yes, case, no case, and outcome. And by the way, single points for this one.
So she brought the case against the employer for discrimination due to the fact that she was not, quote, one of the boys.
Exactly right.
And left out.
Yeah, she was excluded on her on the basis of her gender or her sex, if you will.
This is a big pause. I wish we had crickets going right now because...
Okay, I can take care of that.
Yeah. That just sounds like a, you know, that could clearly be a case. I'm wondering if you're throwing out a little trick to us.
Would he have made up the name Oberholzer?
Yes, he does. He makes weird names.
Yeah.
Yes. He is very intelligent in the way he makes names.
You guys are
I'm going to say Oberholzer.
Would I make up?
No case. No case.
You're saying no case.
No case. You're making it up. I'm doing it. I'm going out on a limb. No case. Making it up.
All right. Since we started with Chris last night, I guess Denise will have you be next. Is it a case or no case?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, you may.
Did you go see your insurance agent this week?
Did I see my? No, my insurance agent's name is Cody Marshall of Andy Houghton Insurance. He's a tenant in my building, so I did not go see him this week. I see him every day. So.
Okay. And what was this person's name?
Oberholzer.
Was it Catherine?
Yes.
You don't get to take Cal's deposition before answering the question.
Right. She's cross-examining.
I mean, listen, if she comes up with a question that says, isn't it true, sir? Then that's it. I'm out.
That she wore suggestive clothing to catch the eye of the boss.
That was their response to the lawsuit, saying, wait a minute, this is all equal play in the office. We're not doing anything wrong. Or more wrong than she is.
She sues him for discrimination, potentially. Hostile work environment.
Hey, put crickets on again. More crickets.
She's trying to depose me.
And they respond by saying she did all these things. No case.
No case.
No case.
Smart, Denise. Smart.
Mr. Rodriguez, what do you think?
Well, I can't say no case because we already have two of those. I actually do think it is a case. Based on what you have described, it doesn't sound to me like there is anything per se that would be illegal about guys high-fiving in the office. But if the environment is so pervasive that it makes her feel uncomfortable, or if she could show that she's not getting the same opportunities as this network of guys who high-five each other and bro hug with the fist bump on the back and all that.
Is that what we do? We fist bump.
Yeah, you give the bro hug. Hit the guy on the back with the.
I thought the guys would just be hitting me because they didn't like it, something like that.
That's fist bump.
Give you a wedgie.
Oh, is that all? The wedgie's not part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought wedgie. Oh, at notthelooker.com.
That's right. what this woman in this lawsuit, Ms. Oberholzer, is experiencing is very similar to what Denise experiences in this radio room every day.
On a daily basis.
On a daily basis.
And every once in a while, I get you back.
Denise is in charge.
So I'm going to say it is a case. Yeah. I'm going to say it is a case. And I am going to say that based on what you've described, that either they settled it or she loses. Because I haven't heard anything that would clearly be actionable. So I would say she either lost or it settled, but she did not prevail in front of a jury or a judge.
Okay, we all know that there are cases where employees claim discrimination, you know, because the boss is romantically involved with an employee on the grounds of favoritism based on gender. This kind of takes that and flops it over to the other side. That being so, would wearing a short skirt somehow be akin to being romantically involved with the boss?
No.
Would that perforce an exclusion of males who generally don't wear short skirts at work?
No, I would say that they may feel uncomfortable hugging and fist bumping and stuff with her. If they feel that she's dressing provocatively, they don't want to do something that's in this atmosphere could be wrong under Me Too.
Well, when Chris wears his short skirts to Lady Law Talk, we don't fist bump him or anything.
Well, but they look good on him. That's a whole different thing.
It's kind of funny because what am I wearing today?
Wait a minute. I'm going to tweet that out.
I got my short skirt on, my knocky knees.
What the heck is going on at Radio Law Talk here? I got to take a picture. Hold on.
Okay.
All right.
Is that a golf skirt or tennis or what is that?
Yeah, it's a skort.
A skort, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
We got 30 seconds left. Cal, we should probably find out what happens after the break.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm going to hold over on this.
Let's hold over on that because don't forget if you want to call in.
Yeah, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk or hashtag Radio Law Talk. We want to know and we want you to weigh in.
If you wear a short skirt to work and are romantically involved with the boss, call us.
Wait a minute. This is Radio
Law Talk.
Call
me.
Call us. Call Chris. We'll be right back.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
I'm going to quick-quack car wash. Get my car washed, make it quick-quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car sudsed in the quick-quack car wash. It's the quick-quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of law, washing your car at the quick-quack car wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, quick, whack a spooker up, just like that. You'll be happy, looking snappy, you'll be glad you was asked a quick, whack. Car wash, it on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest quick, whack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck. Get on the road, come visit the dock.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The suicidal airline mechanic who stole a turboprop plane at Seattle's airport and went on a joyride did a few air stunts, then crashed on an island in Puget Sound. His remains still need to be officially identified. Pierce County Sheriff Paul Pastor says the incident was not terror-related.
It doesn't look like this was a threat made to anybody or any kind of an attempt to harm anybody.
Ground controllers at SeaTac Airport kept radio contact with the pilot, who called himself a broken guy with some screws loose.
I got a lot of people that care about me. And it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them.
Two F-15 fighter jets were scrambled from Portland, Oregon, to intercept the plane. The plane went down in a remote area of the island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Law Talk. I don't know.
Oh, you go to search button.
Okay, go ahead.
So
right here, that one.
So I guess it's time we bring this little matter to a resolution, shall we? Those of you who said this was not a case, may I see by
trouble.
A show of hands.
Oh,
well,
no.
Lost.
Denise and Fred.
Chris, you should see his face. It's a little semi-frown, shaking his head. Oh, Denise.
Was that a double or nothing?
No.
Darn it.
We only have one double or nothing per show, but I may do triple points on the next one. But at any rate, I'm sorry, Chris, but no, it was actually something that was brought up in a legal office and was a discussion on one of the radio the law bulletin boards that I subscribe to and read just to try to get background in cases. But no, it was not actually a case, but it was a complaint filed in an office, a law office.
Oh, so my heavens.
Interesting to think about.
Interesting. Yeah. Chris, you lost.
Man, I'm getting hosed by Cal today.
Hey. You could have caught up.
First, he says they reattached the hand when they didn't reattach the hand.
You got
robbing me of
2 points.
He did give me two, but robbed me of an extra two.
In all fairness,
then it's not a case, but it is a case.
No, it was not a case. It was just discussed in a law.
Cal, there's
got to
be
a court case.
Cal, put one of those kids, whatever the kids say, like, nah, or make a saying. Okay, the guy's whining like a swine over here. And I want, there's got to be something, some sort of tidbit that we've got in your little bag of tricks.
You
there.
I think I would have something.
Yeah, something
that says,
that's
stop whining.
Oh, well, first up is that one.
Yeah.
You're 60. Stop it. Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. Play
no
that one again.
No points for you.
No points for you. Do that one.
No points for you.
Yes, that's a good one.
That's your grandchild? That sounds like the soup Nazi.
That is my grandson. That, believe it or not, those of you out there, I brought my granddaughter, who is 3 years old, and my 5-year-old grandson, and they wanted to make start hitting some of those sounds.
Oh, that stone.
And let me tell you,
play one for me.
Yeah. I like the Amor Ghost.
Yeah, they've got
house.
One for Denise.
That's not one for. I have one for Denise.
Yeah,
I have. Don't worry, I'll.
But you know what they got paid? Toys R Us.
Yeah, something.
And McDonald's,
which is now defunct. Yeah, McDonald's and Toys R Us. And my granddaughter.
Toys are weird.
That's right. Toys are weird. And my granddaughter came up to me. She's now 3 and a half. She tells me the other day and said, "Grandpa, can I go to the radio station and make some more, talk some more into the mic?" And I said, "Okay, we'll have to do that again." She goes, "Do I get to go to McDonald's and Toys R Us again?" Well, McDonald's, yes, but now the Toys R Us is closed. We'll have to take you somewhere else.
You can take her to my personal favorite toy store.
What's that? Radio Shack? That's closed, too.
Where is it, Donna? Where do I like to go? Where's my favorite store that I go to?
Oh, I know what it is. It's a drive-through up in Shasta area. Called the marijuana drive-through place. Isn't that your favorite place?
Fry's. I love to go to Fry's.
Yeah.
Your best buys are always at Fry's.
But think about that. They say the word Best Buy at the same time on the Fry's commercial.
I think that's why they do it.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, never thought about
very
that.
Very subtle.
Yeah,
very smart.
Let's talk about...
That could be a case.
Harvey Weinstein. What is going on, Chris, with Harvey Weinstein? Isn't that interesting?
We really need Kunin here today
because we need
a criminal law attorney to talk to us about these grand jury things. But
it's very interesting.
Yeah, it is. And his lawyer is trying to get the charges against him dismissed.
Charges
for sexual misconduct, whether it be rape, assault. I'm not exactly sure what the.
Yes.
I think there are 6 different charges.
Harassment.
But, yeah. Criminal sexual acts, basically. And the legal team for Harvey Weinstein wants these charges thrown out because they're arguing that there were some critical emails that were not presented to the grand jury who chose to indict Mr. Weinstein.
Okay, why don't you, Chris, tell them what a grand jury is? Some people don't understand what a grand jury is. It's only – not all the evidence is put in. Only the evidence – by the prosecution.
And again, this is why we need Todd here, because I'm not even sure I fully understand it. My understanding of it, and maybe Denise has more, but is it's a bunch of private citizens who are called in. It's not like jury duty. You don't get called into the grand jury. Right.
They're appointed.
No, you have to agree to serve for a certain period of time.
Right.
Usually it's 23 jurors, but not always. That's usually. And what they do is they are empowered as a legal body to conduct official proceedings and investigate a potential criminal conduct and determine whether criminal charges should be or should
and
not
it's
be.
It's only the prosecution that lays the case out. Defense has no opportunity to say anything. It's only the prosecution.
So is this like a super preliminary hearing? That's really the prosecution's main job in the prelim to say, here's what we think we have.
Yes.
Right. And yes, exactly. And this body has the same powers as a prosecutor. In essence, they can compel production of documents and compel sworn testimony from witnesses.
And so there's the big argument is they said, that as Weinstein's attorney said, the prosecution left out key emails that would have clearly been important for the grand jury to see. Now, again, that doesn't mean he's guilty. He's still going before a jury, and he still gets his day in court. But this is a preliminary hearing, kind of just in general, to see whether or not they're going to prosecute him. And they're saying they would have even prosecuted him if these emails would have been put in. So what do these emails say? This is what's important.
There's one particular victim or alleged victim – that was allegedly raped by Harvey Weinstein in a hotel room in 2013. There are some emails from that alleged victim to Harvey Weinstein that say, for example, I love you, always do, but I hate feeling like a booty call. So his legal team is saying, look, she's saying in 2017, I love you, always do, yet he's alleged to have raped this woman 4 years earlier. Is it reasonable to believe that somebody who was raped in 2013 would be writing this email in 2017? That should have been considered by the grand jury.
And the other email said, quote, I was hoping for some time privately with you to share the direction I am going in life and to catch up because it's been a while. Now, the whole issue is, people are like, well, that doesn't mean he didn't rape her. We're not saying that. But that is some critical evidence that should have been put in there. And I agree. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm jumping on the side. Those prosecutions should have said, okay, by the way, here's some stuff that may, you know, they're going to present or show some the other side. And they didn't. And I think that is outrageous that wasn't put in.
Yeah, there are three alleged victims that is covered by this grand jury.
Right.
And those emails only applied to one. We don't know really what the evidence is as to the other ones.
Right, but do we know, I certainly don't know what the standard is in terms of what the prosecutor's obligations are for the evidence that's presented to the grand jury. I think it's going to come down to that technical legal issue.
Right.
You know, if the prosecutors were required to submit potentially exculpatory evidence, then they probably have a problem. And if not, it looks like it may just be a PR stunt by the defense team.
Or would the prosecution say, well, we didn't do it because really this is a Stockholm Syndrome event here. The rape was in 2013. This is 2017. She'd been victimized by him all along.
But it doesn't matter. Now, she's talking about her relationship, which could go back to, and again, I'm not saying one way or the other what it is, but it's evidence that at least needs to be covered for the grand jury.
Should be put on the table.
Right.
Huh?
Another one. The email is, quote, by the way, I was so happy you saw me today. Very honored. Talk to you soon. I mean, here, come on. I mean, that should have at least been given to the grand jury to say, look, we still think she was raped. Here's some issues, and you know, or sexually assaulted. But at least, you got to at least see these things. It needs to be laid out on the table, and I think they've got a good argument, my opinion. But again, they're saying this acknowledgement or these emails are now saying that it was consensual. They had an intimate, natural relationship with one another.
A ten-year relationship, and
emotionally committed to this relationship, and that she wasn't probably raped, or that's what they're claiming. So at least I say, as a lawyer, that should have been put in, at least been given to the grand jury.
Yeah, but the grand jury is not really the trial jury. The grand jury is pre-trial proceedings, and they are a function of the prosecutors, just to let them have a free run of it.
Todd Union, if you're out there, call in. Let us know what
he tweeted.
He did.
He said of all the weeks to miss.
I know, of all the weeks, but he's busy over there playing around on the set.
Eating a jelly donut.
He is eating jelly. Okay, we're going to be right back and follow up. We're going to talk about Steve McQueen. His family is suing Ferrari. We'll be right back. I'm Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk.
We'll be right back. Don't go away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Portion of this conviction, but the conviction itself, and he was trying to get a new trial, and you know that part
because he doesn't want to be listed as
he doesn't
want
to have to register as a sex offender. So what happened is that the Court of Appeals completely and totally denied it, said there was substantial evidence in this case, and they noted that he did not appeal his sentencing, so they did not change anything having to do with the sentencing. That was left alone. Now it's up to him whether or not he wants to take it to the Supreme Court. And we'll know about that probably within 60 days.
Yeah. If I were him, I think I'd probably
leave it alone.
Call it good and say, let's move on.
Yeah, he's not even in California anymore. He's gone back home to where his parents live, and he's been staying with his parents.
Yeah, definitely, though, being a registered sex offender is not a positive thing. I would think it'd be difficult to even be hired as a registered sex offender in a job.
Well, it depends on the job, but certainly you can't do anything where you're going to be around children.
Yeah.
Or, actually, this is an adult child, too, or adult woman, so.
Yeah.
But he could teach, like, English in prison, just as an example. I'm saying teachers, for example, who are convicted of doing things with children, many times end up teaching in the prison system, teaching other adults under very strict
supervision. He's registered as a sex offender because she was an adult, and this is where Todd Kunin's not here, but the issue is, but does that mean you're a... I don't. Are you on like the Megan's List thing? I don't know.
Yeah, it's very. Yes.
Okay. So.
And registration may not be Megan's List in every single state.
Right.
It may be called something different in other states, but every state has a sexual offender's.
So I don't know
list.
If you guys. I mean, obviously, you know, where I live is a small place, and when something like this comes up, or a somebody who's registered sex offender moves into town or whatever, it creates some buzz. And in my experience, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, but in my experience, it's almost always the same thing. Oh, did you hear so-and-so is a registered sex offender? Then in 10 minutes, the entire town is talking about it. Then it says, oh, yeah, but here were the circumstances. He was 19, she was 17.
Right.
You know, and there's always some kind of justification put out there.
Right.
And everybody has their own kind of unique stories. So it's just interesting to see, you know, and...
He lives outside of Dayton, Ohio, which is probably a smaller area, and probably everybody knows about that, too.
Yeah.
My question is, he was apparently a very good swimmer, competitive swimmer, and I think he can't do that anymore. I think it's going to be he's done. His career as a swimmer is done because...
If you're swimming at Stanford, you got to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no
that's
doubt.
True.
You've got to be pretty dang
that's
good.
That's true. He, well, they said he was, you know, really a good swimmer, like... Top of the line.
Pretty tall. Okay, let's talk about Steve McQueen. Those of you who are our young listeners, maybe some of you in the Armed Forces Radio Network are out there. Steve McQueen is a famous actor back in the 70s. Is that right, Cal? You probably know more about Steve.
60s and 70s.
Tell us about Steve McQueen, because you kind of, you follow that more than I would follow Steve
McQueen. He's an everyman actor. He was the actor that every man wanted to be. He was the guy that was cool and that drove the fast cars, and he was in a movie called Bullet. And I mean, he was just the man. He was one of those manly men actors.
And he was famous, really, for being driving fast cars and everything with fast cars.
He did a lot of his own stunts.
He was not
Paul Newman, who was a little more romantically, but even Newman did a lot of his own driving and so on.
Right.
And he's certainly not Tom Hanks, who is a great actor in his own way, but being very much the A male was what they wanted the Hollywood celebrity to be at that time.
Like maybe a Tom Cruise would be a good analog?
But I think this is just much more manly man.
Right? He was the man.
Ernest Hemingway as an actor, you know, that kind of a thing.
He was like the Duke. He was very similar to, in
John
a different
Wayne.
Way. John Wayne was more of the cowboy way, but I remember Steve McQueen when I was young was the cool
action,
race car guy.
Action
was
star.
He in that the Lowrider movie or with the one motorcycle movie, the real famous one, I forgot what it's called.
Tweet us at Radio Law Talk if what Steve McQueen was in.
American Graffiti?
No.
I don't even know. I know Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't know Steve McQueen, but I'm sure, I mean, that's kind of
that's what
it
came after.
From.
That's
so exactly what
one thing he was known for is he owned a 1963 250 GT, I don't drive Ferraris, Berlinetta. Lusso Ferrari. I wish if Seth was here, he'd look it up and tweet out a picture of something like that.
I'm telling you, but it is one of the most wonderful cars that God ever allowed man to create.
1963.
Unbelievable.
250
sports car.
GT. Yeah. Okay, Todd Kunin, while you're sitting there in your director's chair, relaxed with your feet up, letting all the actors listen on the set, tweet in a picture of a 1963 250 GT, Todd. That is your direction from us here at Radio Law Talk. Put it up for us so we can see it. But anyway, that's what he drove. So what has happened is Steve McQueen's name and his son.
Hold on. Sorry. Todd is texting now.
Yeah. He
And he's not being helpful at all.
No, because he's still on the last subject about the grand jury.
No, but he tweeted or he texted about this. He said, interesting tidbit. One of the Cobra Kai thugs in the first Karate Kid movie was Steve McQueen's son.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget, see, because...
Thank you, Todd, for that. Yeah, very helpful.
Todd is not only really good at criminal law, but he is a total... what do you say? Pop culture buff. And he knows... He could tell you what movie was what... what song was what? Like, you're really good at knowing songs, Chris.
Yeah.
Just not to sing them.
That's a pun for those of you who don't know. Chris would always get the wrong.
Madonna.
That's Madonna. No, that was actually.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. Who doesn't confuse Tiffany and Madonna?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That can happen to anybody. Human IMDb, the International Movie Database. He is a human database for movies.
He does. So what's happened is Steve McQueen, Ford has actually used Steve McQueen in some. You know, in some ways, but they went to the family, and the son is still alive. That basically, those of you who don't understand, you know, legal issues, the family still has the right to, like, Steve McQueen's name, his image, all that stuff. It transfers to the family. And the son apparently oversees it. And I can't, what did he say his son's name was? It says his name, but I can't remember
Lightning.
The name. No, not Lightning. Chad. Chad McQueen. It's Chad McQueen.
Oh, so, that's a good name.
So Chad is bringing a lawsuit against Ferrari, who's bringing this special edition Ferrari out that's supposed to be really cool that is called the McQueen. And it is supposedly like some super anniversary McQueen Ferrari that is going to be worth some money.
So apparently. Chad is probably head of the estate, right?
Right.
Steve McQueen and kind of runs that. Yep. And Steve McQueen, he actually died young. Yeah. That was one of the sad things. I remember that he had a full another life ahead of him, and something happened.
Yes. Yeah, so what they did, Denise, is they without consulting the McQueen family, they went ahead and advertised by Ferrari an exclusive model inspired by McQueen and his own, you know, car, his Ferrari that he used to have, and a small blurb about McQueen's own vehicle in it. They displayed a picture of the actor seated on the hood of a Ferrari. And without any discussion with him. And then Chad stated that in 2011, he went and toured the Ferrari factory and even discussed with them at the time a desire to collaborate in some sort of Steve McQueen Ferrari. But plans were never put in place to do so for that. But,
so in other words, he came up with the idea, perhaps.
I tell you right now, so at least if those facts are true, and we got this from Council Financial, has all this information that we got this from. His lawsuit for he and the family's trademark infringement, false endorsement, designation of origin, and violation of common law and fair competition. I think they might have something.
Absolutely.
There. Yeah.
Even like, let's say that the family had given the rights to the movie studio that did the Lightning McQueen, you know, movies.
Right.
You can't just use that name, which is a very famous trademark and image in our society. You can't just take advantage of that.
Hey, Chad, at least get a Ferrari out of it, man. What the heck? All right, we're going to be back with hour number 3 of Radio Law Talk with Denise, myself, and Chris Rodriguez. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.